Blog Talk Radio.
Great Inferno. Welcome again. It is Friday night. Freestyle Friday, that's right. We are going to go live for 60 minutes. And with that 60 minutes, I don't want to bore you. So we are going to be talking about some news and, you know, things that are worth talking about. You know, like Google. You know, everyone's talking about Google. So we are going to nail Google. One of the Googles I want to talk about is that Google dismissed the concerns that terrorists are using its free mapping technology to help them carry out attacks. Did you ever hear about this? Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I don't think Google can really... I don't think they can control that. I mean, it's free for, you know, everyone. But at least, you know, put up something out there to be able to help, you know, the CIA and FBI to locate them. You know, not just brushing aside and say, hey, everyone can use it. We have no way of knowing it, which is just a baloney, okay? The head of Google Earth said that the program, which allows users to get a detailed bird's eye of practically any location on the planet, and he said, quote, tipping the balance in the favor of the bad guys. Think so? Yeah, that is not, you know, I'm hearing birds right now, and that's the same. Here's what I'm going to do. I want Google to know... Hold on a second here. Now, that's the smallest violin in the world playing for that, the head of the Google Earth. You know, that's the Google search. That's the Google appliances, which, you know, actually my website's partner with that. No, not them. It's a Google Earth. Okay? That is a bunch of baloney! You know, I'm pretty sure you can locate them, and don't give it a ha-hum and ha-hum. Okay, that's enough of that. Just kind of brushing them off and saying that, well, it was not a tipping the balance in favor of the bad guys. So it's a baloney, okay? This is an interview with the Sydney Morning Herald. The guy named John Hanske said that the evilness, he called, evilness is in the philosophies and the desires of those that want to do evil. They will use the tools at hand to do that, whether it's throwing a Molotov cocktail or shooting a rifle or using some piece of technology as part of the process. So Google Earth, let me explain that, you know, if you guys are not familiar with that. Google Earth, you know, there's Google Search, which is, you know, Google.com, and there's a lot of, you know, tools and resources on behind that. Google Earth, you know, the Gmail, the Blogger, you know, the Google Earth is a virtual globe. It's a map and a geographic information program that maps the Earth by the superimposition of images obtained from satellite imagery. So it's really cool. If you download that on your website, I mean, in your computer, you can be able to see it takes a lot of resource from it. It takes a lot of memory because it does, you know, contains a lot of stuff to be able to run that program. What was that? It sounds like a bird. Okay. And fears have been raised over the use of Google Earth by terrorists after reports that it was used. That's my kid. It was used as part of the planning of attacks. Remember that in Mumbai last November, in which 170 people were killed? Yeah, actually, the terrorists claimed that they used the Google for that. Well, you can't really blame Google, you know. And we can't really, you know, pinpoint that. What I'm just saying is just, you know, they're not even putting up an effort to, like, to help out. So, I mean, terrorists have, you know, they have their own, you know, tech-savvy individual there that they can use Google and or whatnot, you know. According to reports that they said to make use of data online and other web-based services to plot and execute their strikes. Military commanders are said to have dubbed the phenomenon as the Google threat. Okay, let me take that. One second here, if I can have something. It's the Google threat. Bum, 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 bum. Oh yeah. So, and they said, quote, if Google the Earth didn't exist, would they have to use a tourist map? They could have bought of was a real intelligence actually coming from the off-ground informant who was working in a hotel and drawing a lot. So they're trying to make it sound like, you know, if they would have bought something like a GPS locator or, you know, or something, would you blame them? No, I would not. I would actually, because there's no way. It's a piece of technology. If you can locate who's using them, yes. I will definitely blame them. That's right. That is right. We gotta move on. The Google thing is just getting my nerves right now. You know, if they can locate me, I'm pretty sure they can locate, you know, someone in Afghanistan, in the cave somewhere. All right, right now we are going to, you know what, let's take a, you know, break on that, and once you're here, this one is really, really good. It's one of my favorite, and when I get back, I want to introduce you to my co-host. Here we go, one second here.
Started to believe I'd never find anyone. Doubt had tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain.
Okay, that was Larry Ingram, One in a Million, one of my favorite songs. Just wanted to note that. Let's bring something in here. This is Dawn.
Was that song dedicated to me?
It's dedicated to my wife, but if you're as hot as my wife, yes, I'll dedicate that.
I am your wife. I am your co-host. Am I your co-host?
Sure, why not? Why not? I'm open for a
co-host.
Okay.
I heard something about co-host, and then I heard a song playing, so I thought maybe I'm your
co-host.
Oh,
really? Okay. So, yeah, that would be, you're my co-host. Now, I was talking about the Google, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Google Earth. It's a program that, you know, it's by Google. I've shorted that one, and you've seen those, right? It's things you download, and actually you can see the street view, you know, the thing. Well, actually, it was proven. The report says the terrorists that been using Google Maps to locate, like, locations that they can target, you know. Pertaining to, like, remember that last Mumbai attack where 170 people were killed, and the report said that they were said to have made use of data online, you know, as far as, like, web-based, like Google or anything like that. What do you say about that?
Well, that makes I mean, I think that I was saying about that, actually, the other, I don't know, today or yesterday, because we've been looking for a hotel for a while in Miami, Florida, for our upcoming trip, and and so we were on the we actually were able to access Google Maps, you know, and Google Earth, and be on the street. And I was wondering, wondering if that's like live, you know, like, so say you're looking for somebody and you're like, hey, let me see, you know, let me go and see if they're where they're supposed to be, you know, like say that somebody's like, oh yeah, I'm like, I'm on this street, and you'd be like, oh, let me access Google Maps to make sure you're like, you know,
no, it's not, yeah,
you know. So if it's live, I can, you know, I was thinking like that can, you know, if it gets in the wrong people's hands,
right. Right.
You know, I mean, like, even, like, you know, it's not good to use Google Earth, I don't think, to spy on people, but I guess, like, it's okay if you're looking for, like, a hotel to stay at, so you'll kind of, like, get a, if it's live, you can kind of see the neighborhood, you know, if you've never been there before. So they had pros and cons, and, yeah, as for your question, the baby got a brush stuck in his hair. Anyway, for your question, if that's a, do I believe that the terrorists are using Google Earth? I think
well,
it's possible. You know, like
it's not
said,
a matter of
possible.
Yeah, it's not a matter of if you believe. I mean, I think the matter is like, you know, the thing to me, the report said I don't think Google are willing to help, you know, to locate those who are violating, you know. I'm pretty sure they have, you know, the terms and condition in the Googles when using the Google Earth. I mean, you know, you should not use that to harm people, you know. But
yeah,
again, I mean, they should be able to pinpoint them. I don't know. I didn't see that. I might have missed it, or maybe not. But I didn't see that thing. How are they going to prevent, you know, to maybe just a little bit, like maybe just trying to help out in it to prevent or to, like, just eliminate the terrorists, you know, from using that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm after that. And I, other than that, they can use Google or whatever they want. Again, those are just the Google Earth. I mean, Google has a big, I mean, that's a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
You know, they do have, like, the Google search engine, you know, the Google, the Gmail, you know, the Blogger, the Google Appliances, which is the market America's, you know, it's partnered with, you know, so it's nothing. But, all right, the bad side of Google. Let's move on over here. I want to talk about that, and we pounded on Google. But I want to jump in on Google again. This is just the second part of the Google mania today. Here we go. All right. Now, these are sort of the good news, I guess, for Google and the Google company here, because they the police in Sweden, actually the they discovered or stumbled across a large marijuana plantation while using Google Earth. You know, it's a search engine company satellite mapping software. And police said that the find was a part of a bigger investigation that led to arrest of 16 people and confiscating actually 1.2 tons of marijuana, as well as cash available worth $900,000, you know, not dollars, but Swiss francs. That's equivalent to $780,000. That's a big money. Officers discovered the marijuana field in northeastern Kenton State. So, you know, don't start buying a plane ticket and heading out to there. of Thurgau, that is last year, while investigating an alleged drug ring, said ahead of a Zurich police specialist in narcotics. Now, the plantation, measuring almost 2 acres, okay, 700 square meters or something like that, was hidden inside a field of corn. But officers using Google Earth to locate the address of two farmers suspected of involvement the drug operation quickly spotted the illegal crop. So they can, I mean, you know, you can really, cops can really see that. They know what they look for, you know. He said it was an interesting chance discovery. Your kids are dying, something happened. No one else. Now, the prosecutor, Gabby, something like that. Right? That's gotta be something. That's a bird tripping in over there. So the plantation measuring almost, that's a huge plantation inside of field corn. And the plans to complete a criminal, you know, the prosecutor says that the you know, she plans to complete a criminal investigation, and after which she would formally charge 16 suspects and ask for a prison sentence for all of them. Now, the gang is alleged to have sold 7 tons of marijuana between 2004 and 2008, which is an annual turnover of 3.10 million francs and over. You know, that's a lot of amp. I mean, that's just, man. Could you imagine that? I mean, it's just like, okay, that's. I can't even begin to wrap my mind into that. That's a lot of things. Good for them. This is, you know, using Google Earth. Yeah, that's one of the thing that we want to use. I want to applaud Google Earth for that. I mean, it can be used for good things. You know, Google Earth can be used for a good thing, and it can be used by bad people. So that's my take on that. So I'm just kind of giving you the bad idea of Google Earth and you know, the good side of it. So what do you call that? Now, we'll move on over here, because I know that, again, I said you're tired of a Google, but I want to... I want to go to, what do you call that? I'm going to wish happy birthday to the people that that have a birthday tomorrow, or today. Yeah, let's look over here. All right. Today we have, Cecilia DeCilio. She's having a birthday today. All right. Don, you there? All right. And actually, this birthday, here's for your song there. There we go, birthday girl, Cecilio, and this is my friend's, Facebook friends, okay? All my Facebook friends, happy birthday, Cecilio, Kara Hoxlow, and Jessica Volbrecht. Happy birthday. don't get drunk, you know, just if you guys want to drink. Just stay home, or don't drink at all. It's bad for you. They can actually grow hair in your toes, and that is not a good thing, for, especially for a girl. Oh no. So yeah, let this song sink in a little bit, so that, you know, it's the Tagalog version of Happy Birthday. As you can hear in the background here, that it says Happy Birthday to you, but it's, you know, kind of a, there's a Tagalog, throw, you know, it's a good thing for kids. Kids are learning that, you know. Some kids out there listening to this. Happy birthday. There you go. So, you know what? I'll stop that. Well, wait a minute. What happened there? All right, I'll stop it. You know. Kind of getting annoying, but Don, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So your kid okay? Yeah, he's screaming again.
Yeah.
All right.
He doesn't know how to talk yet, so somebody tries to take something from him. He screams, says, "Hey, what are you taking that from me for?" You know, he uses his voice that way.
Mm-hmm.
So when he learns to talk,
mm-hmm. All right, keep going. I'm just doing it. All right. Now, you know, I don't know if you got my you know, the last topic that I have about the Google, about, you know, being Google Earth can be used in you know, in a good way, like the cops found that in a large sum of marijuana.
Yes.
What do you say about that?
I think there needs to be a balance in there. Because what I think of is like those movies like Eagle Eye and like iRobot, like the Big Brother, where everything's computerized, you know, and cameras everywhere, and like you know that, you know what I mean? Like maybe that Eagle Eye can become possible someday, and I don't know
right.
for those of you out there, like you know, or like iRobot, like how a computer like dictates the lives of people, you know, and so like. I think it's good as long as it doesn't go over extreme saying that they need cameras. Well, Google Earth is a camera everywhere. So I guess it has its benefits. And like maybe 3/4 of benefit, a positive, and 1/4 of negative. So I think overall it's positive as long as there's a balance. So that's what I think about that. So.
That's good. That's good analogy there. Now, we want to go to, you know, continue on its topic around marijuana. In San Francisco, actually, I know that there's been, you know, there's been a battle through Congress and to legalize marijuana over there. But actually, the effort to regulate that has gotten to a slow start. That's what the official says. But they have they're reporting money that although the CETA board is a supervisor approved legislation requiring medical marijuana, because you have to get a CETA, you know, this permits for that. This is way back in 2005, but you know, that's just only a couple of them has been issued because of, you know, the newspaper said that the city has issued only 10 permits. They call the Cannabis Club. And with 13 more in progress, an official said that there are currently 23 pot clubs in the city of San Francisco. And then compare that with more than 40 when the regulatory process began in 2005. So it's just a little process. You know, I don't think people are going to jump in on that right away. Wildfire application has been denied for some odd reason, probably because, you know, I mean, they do have to go through intensive, maybe, you know, requirements on having a medical marijuana. And because they say the process is difficult, that's why less half of the clubs have completed it, and less, you know, and some of them got denied. And now the question is on, I mean, how long before, I know this is back in 2005, it's been 3 years now, and it's kind of crawling in there, and it's a slow start, but how long is it going to reach Wisconsin when we see, you know, like, you know, instead of a liquor store, there would be a cannabis store?
Well, maybe 25 years or so.
25 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's creeping around in California, you know, and then it's going to spread. And if it's taken 3 years based upon that.
Well, the way, like, if you look at it, we have a liberal in the White House right now.
Yeah.
It was named, you know, the most liberal in politics. You know, that's it's more liberal than Hillary Clinton. I mean, and all this, you know, it's kind of creeping there. I would say less than 10 years. What do you think?
Well, I don't say it's impossible, but I don't think it's going to happen within the next term. Like, I don't think it's going to be within the next 4 years.
We keep Democrats in Congress and the White House. Congress, if we keep Democrats in the Congress and Democrats in the Senate, that would definitely push, you know,
well,
it would push the liberal agenda in there. I mean, it's just...
Right, exactly. And
Nancy
I think
Pelosi
that if we get a liberal next term, I think that it would be in Wisconsin probably within 5 or 6 years.
Well, you don't think Obama's going to win a second term? I think he will.
I don't know. I think it's possible, but
that's
it's all
possible,
in Lord Jesus Christ's hands, you know, I mean... You know, so that's what I think is in Lord's hands. Lewanek? Actually, like, I had a question for you from a Christian perspective, all right, and a health and nutrition perspective. Do you see any difference between an herbal vitamin such as OPC3, which that's not a vitamin, but it's a antioxidant, or like a multivitamin? Do you see any, or like St. John's wort, do you see any difference between those types of nutritional supplements Mm-hmm. Do you think that marijuana is similar to that? Like,
no.
It, coming from a spiritual perspective and a health and nutrition perspective. Can you answer on both of those questions, please?
Sure, and the health, and it's, well, are you interviewing me? I'm the host of the show. What is,
I'm
is that just a question?
Right? I'm just interested in your perspective, you know, on a biblical and a health and nutrition, because I know you have a health and fitness specialist degree, so.
Right.
So.
Oh, man, in an herbal, and when you're talking about, like, the herbs is a plant, you know, anything can be called herbal because it's a plant. That doesn't mean it's good
right.
for you. You know, I mean, it's just...
Okay.
Herbal can be something like can be, you know, extracted, you know, stores or, you know, like properties from the plant. You know, that's mm-hmm. herbal. I mean, St. John Wort, I mean, that's herbal. Anything, you know, anything that, again, it's a plant from a plant... properties like now it's different because it's, you know, marijuana has a lot of ingredients in there and it can like alter your, you know, they can get you high so while you burn them and while you know you can by eating them is also, you know, it can get you high.
Mm-hmm.
It can alter you again your sense of, you know, feeling your, it can improve your, you know, metabolism. It can improve, you know, the way you eat. I mean, it's just kind of a, so it's different because this marijuana could be, even though there's a chance of, I mean, there's good, you know, the health benefits with it because it's known and also it's been tested and it's been researched. However, the chance of overdosing that, the side effects of that can be, you know, just like any drugs. I mean, it's any drug can be like, you know, good for pain or anything like that. And there's side effects in that the people will just get addicted to. You know, it's the same thing with the marijuana. I mean, there's some side effects, including hallucinations and, you know, eat more and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's
okay.
some side effects in that. And then in the Christian's perspective, as a Christian myself, I'm going to look at it to that. It's also bad because, again, it alters your the way of thinking. You know, you're not going to be thinking right when you're high. You know,
uh-huh.
you think, and that's forbidden in the Bible. You know, that's forbidden, it's an abomination to God.
Like the making your thought patterns, like thinking, like, you know, that it's okay to do bad things. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, it would. Yeah, it will. Alter you the way you think. It would, yeah, you will basically it will screw you up. I don't know. I'm trying to find a word for that, but it. So that would that answer your question? Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how that got there. And you like turn the table around on me.
Yeah, I was just curious how that, you know.
Right. Just go on. Continue on.
Curious, you know, from that. Because, mm-hmm. like, also, so, like, the difference between, like, St. John Wort, it helps you to, like, calm down and,
mm-hmm.
But it doesn't change your, like, thought process of, like, saying that you don't need God, you know, you kind of, like, give glory
mm-hmm.
to God, is that what, and, like, and then, and, well, people might say that, you know, they glorify God for the marijuana, you know. But it alters marijuana, alters your thought patterns, you're saying.
Your thought
correct?
Patterns, the way, you know, it's just basically the way you look at things. Because
okay.
you're, you know, sort, you know, like you're under the cloud. You know, you can
uh-huh.
even, like, you know, I mean, you've probably done that. I mean, I've done that. Even President
yeah.
Obama, you know, claimed, actually. But, you know, I've done that in the past. That was like, what, a long time ago, like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Just a joke. No, it's just kind of, you know, it makes you hungry, and it kind of alters you in the way, you know, looking, you know, kind of double your taste buds, you know.
Yeah.
That tickle your taste bud. That's what I'm trying to say, not double taste bud.
Oh,
but,
oh
yeah.
tickle. Oh, I see.
Right. It
yeah.
kind of, you know, gives you, like, you know, your taste buds being like a steroids because you want to eat more, you know. Let's get off of that subject. Let's get on with women's brain. Okay, the The Life Science of Sex columnist Sally Law, that's her name, actually reported that hormonal women are more responsive to manly men. And Kinsey Institute researchers have the brain scans to prove it. I don't know what kind of institute. That's probably Institute of... Don't make sense to me. They said women participating in a Kinsey study were shown 224 photos of men's faces, some of which had been masculinized or feminized using photomorphing software like PhotoOp. Mm-hmm. MIR scans revealed higher levels of brain response to the masculine photos, particularly in women who were in the phase of their menstrual cycle immediately preceding evaluation of a higher fertility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hormone thing. It said that you know, they get more higher women, they respond more to masculinized rather than feminized. I don't know how they define manly, but I think it's like the jawbone, you know, like big jaw, you know, stuff like
mm-hmm.
So the study published this month in the Journal of Evolution and Human Behavior. That's right, evolution. I don't know where they get this, but it's the first to show the difference in neural activation of the masculinized and feminized faces. So if you have like a girly face. I don't know how you get to a girly face. Maybe like a thin, you know, like thin eyebrows, thin lips. You know, that's not kind of a girly thing, right? Right? Like skin, you know, not hairy.
I think like girly face would look kind of guy, like, yeah, like you said, not hairy. Like they have like
mm-hmm.
really fine hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said one of the areas of the brain is most activated by the images. The anterior cingulate cortex, that's a big word, is involved in decision-making assessment, which indicates that women are calculating the risk and rewards related to men with high level of testosterone. So it's saying a manly-looking guy could, you know, doesn't really specify what, you know, what the definitions or, you know, the in a man's face, you know, would it be like their eyes, the nose, the lips, eyebrows, forehead, you know, anything like that. It's just they said manly or masculinized.
Mm.
I think they mean, what do you think? Define manly to you, Don?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I try not to judge other guys because I think that's like, you know, I think that's like, I don't feel comfortable doing that because I think that can be dangerous. So, but I think
right.
that you're sexy.
Wow. I think
and
when I'm
going through that time of my month, then I really want you.
Really?
Yeah. You're my husband and yeah, I think that you're like, you know, I like your muscles
big muscles. Ooh, look at me,
yeah.
I'm flexing right now.
and I like how you dress. I like when you I like when you dress in jeans, but I really
you dress up.
I said I really like when you dress up, like
mm-hmm.
you know when you dress up. But I think anytime, like even your pajamas or your long underwear, you still look sexy. So
you know, I noticed that too. I noticed that when I look in the mirror, I'm like, you are one
sexy
guy. Yeah. let's change the subject over here. From masculine, being masculine over there. To being, well, this is about the dogs. So ever wonder why your dogs prefer the toilet bowl to water the dish? Well, research says the truth can be, it could be just because they're getting dumb. The Swedish research scientist has discovered that the current generation of pedigree dogs, normally social and curious creatures by nature, and are disinterested, shy, and less responsive to commands than their ancestors. Oh, how sad. The study found that show quality and handbag pooches were the most likely to lack the instincts of previous generation. Handbag pooches? Like a chihuahua, you mean? Which were bred for their strength, hunting and working abilities, rather than their looks. The Stockholm University ethologist Kent Smartbag, said personality changes could be seen in dogs that are only a few generations removed. Modern breeding practices are affecting the behavior and mental abilities of pedigree breeds, as well as their physical features. He quoted that. NSW University Senior Lecturer in Genetics, Dr. Alan Wilton, he said that it was a classic situation. If you don't use it, you lose it. So he's talking about, like, maybe in a revolution talk, which is dumb. He said, quote, you can have lap dogs that are very intelligent. It's just that if they're just sitting around doing nothing and you breed for many generations without selecting for intelligence, it is possible that their intelligence over the will, the time will diminish, he said. That's what we expect in happening to some breeds. Is that so? I mean, if he's talking about like this, I can't, an evolutionary theory put it in there. What do you think about that, Don? Do you think dogs are stupider now than before, or they're just plain stupid?
I think that actually what it is I think that dogs, and not just dogs, but, like, you know, it's coming to the end of the world, and
you mean like
you
man
know,
and women, like human being and just getting ridiculously dumber and dumber?
No, what I mean is that there's sin in the world, so dogs don't want to come when you call them anymore, whereas, like, you know, back in Adam mm-hmm. and Eve's time, they automatically came because they knew that man was the master of the dog, and now they're, you know, I think that it's not necessarily evolution,
interesting.
But I think that it's becoming degeneration, actually, and that they're becoming, like, rebellious. Dogs are even becoming rebellious, you know. That's my theory on that.
Right.
I think,
but,
you know,
I can guarantee you, I've seen dogs eat poop or eat their own vomit. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, back in 2000 in biblical times, dogs did eat their poop and eat their vomit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because that's what the Bible says. Right.
People, like,
right. It's this research over here. I think, what are they trying to do? I mean, are they just sitting around and watching dogs over there? I mean, there's some stupid dogs, and there's some just plain dumb dogs, you know, especially those dogs that, you know, they don't do nothing but to sit around and look pretty, you know.
Yeah. I think that they prefer toilet water because they like the taste.
I don't know. I've never really tasted toilet water before.
Do you want to know why I say that?
Why?
Because
you peed in it?
Because when because they have, like, you know, the pee smell in there. And even though you flush toilet, it has a pee smell in there. Because, like, our dog likes
what?
To eat dirty diapers. And she likes to eat underwear. And
your dog?
You know.
Yeah.
Huh? Our dog.
So, you have a dog. What kind of dog do you have?
I don't know, like a black lab or St. Bernard or something like that. It's a big
dog.
Is
your dog stupid?
Well, my husband says that a dog is like a retard. Well, it's not. The retard is not a
dog. All
right. A not so smart child.
Really?
And I think that our dog knows. I think she knows. She does something wrong. Because when I come home and garbage on the floor, and I just have to look at her, and she's like, I don't even have to say anything. She knows when she did something wrong.
Really?
But I go with what you say. She's stupid. I think you think dogs are dumb, so I'll go with your answer.
Well, I'm just saying that there, you know, just like human beings, just like people. There's some stupid people and there's some bright and intelligent people.
Yeah.
You know, it has nothing to do with evolution, and it has nothing to do with just be. You know, you don't use it, you lose it. You know, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You know, you're.
Well, I think it's. I think.
Yeah,
like
that's
you,
just What?
I think if you don't use it, it goes away, but you can acquire it again, perhaps.
Well, again, this is referring to the evolutionary theory about your wisdom tooth, your tailbone, you know, your man nipples, and saying we don't need them because, yes, we do need them. You know?
We do. Wisdom teeth are still wise. They move forward.
Yeah.
If you lose another molar, they move forward.
Right.
You know? I mean, like,
well, well, some people, I mean, not everyone has to be, you know, not everyone, those things have to be removed. You know, I mean, I didn't get mine removed because, you know, I think I got them removed because it was just, I don't know, it came off, I guess.
Yeah, I think that you still have some. I got all mine removed. But just like appendix, they're like evolution.
Mm-hmm.
People say, oh, there's no need for that. Oh, actually, appendix helps with your immune system. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah,
it has something to do with that. That's appendix,
it
plays a part in there. So let's. Those are the dogs, and from other dog to the other dog. You know the rapper DMX. What? You know him? Like.
Who me?
Yeah. I'm talking to you. You're the only one here.
Well, you.
The rapper DMX.
Stuff.
Yeah, the rapper DMX
with
is the one that.
With the letters.
Right, the rapper DMX was sentenced to 90 days in jail Friday to conviction of theft, get this, theft, drug possessions, and animal cruelty charges because he likes dogs. DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons, also was placed on at least 18-month supervised probation by the Maricopa County Superior Court.
Mm-hmm.
DMX, or Mr. Simmons, pleaded guilty December 30th to 3 felony counts. The theft, possession, abuse of marijuana, and possession of the narcotic drugs, and 1 misdemeanor count of animal cruelty. So the 38-year-old rapper has been in Maricopa County Jail since being arrested on December 9th in Miami. See, the question, there's another dog in again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know about Michael Beck.
Michael Beck?
Mm. Michael Vick,
the
quarterback, Michael Vick, Atlanta Falcons,
Michael
Vick went to jail for dogfighting.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Another guy. No, I'm not trying to be racist or anything, because, you know, is this just me or is this an African Americans like to, like, you know, kill dogs or... You know, get in trouble with this animal cruelty. I mean, I have not seen anyone that's being charged for that. Am I being racist or is this coincidence?
Coincidence.
That's right. It's just coincidence. No black man or that I've known that is, you know, that cruel to animal. This is just, I think it's neglect. You know, this rap DMX, you know, he had maybe a couple dogs in his house because he loved dogs. All in his videos where dogs were like, you know, not fighting, but act like they were fighting, you know. And with the Michael Vick, again, you know, he was trying to capitalize on that and not knowing he was going to get caught, you know, in dog fighting and stuff. So it's just a coincidence. No, I'm not being racist. It's just coincidence. Don't call me that, racist. So...
Yeah.
We'll move on to that from the dog in there, from the dog to the Super Bowl shopper. We'll talk about shopper in a couple minutes. Hold on just a second. I'll be right back.
As I went down in the
river to pray,
studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down.
Wow. Gee, did I bore you with that? Really, I'm sorry. Well, back to my show, The Great Inferno Show. This is, we got 15 minutes into the hour, and we've been talking about a lot of stuff today. We talked about Google, we talked about, I don't know, DMX, dogs, women's brain. Oh, well. We're going to be talking about, yeah, enough of that. All right, we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl shopper. Hey, where's the echo? Oh, sorry, I don't have those. But anyway, the Helen is right, called herself a Super Bowl shopper. Are you there, Doc?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay, this chick from Chicago, Helen Wright, he called herself a Super Bowl shopper. You know why?
Because she shops for the Super Bowl party.
Well, she visits the store regularly, browsing for fun, picking up small gifts for friends and comparing prices, and you wouldn't even consider plucking down her money for something unless it is on sale. So he's like, what is that? Does everybody do that? It's making it sound like she's the only one doing that. And she goes, why pay full price if you don't have to? Duh, yeah. Is it
exactly
a question that more and more shoppers are asking themselves these days? I mean, with one of the most promotional holidays in decades still fresh in the consumer's mind, like, you know, that Black Friday back in, you know, the Christmas, whatever, where outlet-style discounts are up to 70%, where commonplace at mainstream store going back to paying full price is tough sell. Indeed, the snow isn't even melted yet, and many big chains, retailers, including, I don't know, Chico's, J. Crew, the Little Tailors, slashing prices and early shopping good as soon as they hit the shelf. And down to 20% is a new full price, said Mark, just to say, that's what they say. The director of consumer discrimination retail research, Standard and Poor's in New York, it was, quote, is what you have to do to get consumers even thinking about shopping. Well, I think I lost my caller. She didn't want to talk about shopping. Well, we'll talk. I'll talk to you. How about that? Now, okay, where was I? Yeah, they get 20% in full price. You know, would you really pay for that full price if you can get it for half, for 20% lower? I mean, if you don't. Come on, is that like something that you just recently discovered, that she just recently discovered and started telling people? Don't we, like, know this before, way back in the medieval times, that, like, you know, you can trade your, you know, cousin for 2 sack of potatoes, where you can get more for 3 sack of potatoes? It's, you know, it's just common sense. You know, if why go to BestBuy.com if you can go to ShopInSuperHighway.com? You know, you earn rewards. It's just dumb. Anyway, now, they continue on. With the economy in turmoil, the retail convention has been turned on its head. Merchants are trumpeting markdowns in the front of the store and even in their windows in hopes of drawing reluctant shoppers through the door. So you want the lower the price, is a chance you're going to get more people coming to you. Is it just this year? I mean, isn't that like 10 years ago or something? 20 years ago, when you lower your price, they come to your door. Is this something new? I mean, it's not really something new. I mean, that's, I don't know. Don't get me wrong. But get back in over here. Now, I want to get back to you, Don. We're talking about the shopper over here, and they're making it sound like this lady had just found out that why pay a full price if you don't have to? I mean, is this really something new? Just like I was saying before, that back in medieval times, you know, when they trade their, like, you know, sack of corns to for your, you know, kids, I mean, you can, for less a price, you can get more. I mean, it's been going on for, and as long as I can remember. So, would you agree or not?
Yeah, I think that, I actually, if I can get something at Kohl's versus Walmart, I would rather get it at Kohl's because I get a discount, and at Walmart I don't get any discount. And, you know, that's just like, I'm so used to getting a discount at Kohl's that when I go to other stores that I'm like, where's my discount? How do I get a discount? You know? So I like to shop for deals too. So I think that that's like not the only person, you know? Yeah. So I think that that's not the only person that does that, looking for deals and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, like I was saying before, it's like when you know why go to BestBuy.com, Walmart.com if you can go to ShoppingSuperHighway.com, isn't that right?
Yep, exactly. Like I mean, a lot like even ShoppingSuperHighway.com on that website has a like a book. Like even if you like to read books, it has like a book clearance closeout website that you can link from there, that you can get the link from there.
Okay.
So,
now,
so
let's
yeah.
continue on. Yeah, they're saying, okay, they're saying that, go ahead.
Also, if you go to ShoppingSuperHighway.com, for your shopping, not only can you find good deals, you can also earn rewards towards Free Market America products, and pretty soon they're going to be starting to pay customers for actually shopping on websites. ShoppingSuperHighway.com, you shop there at like BestBuy.com, but you have to log in as a preferred customer at our website so then Market America knows who to pay. So, yeah, we're independent distributors of Market America, so definitely it pays to shop, and that's what I like. I like to be able to be paid to shop for diapers and toilet paper and paper towels and normal stuff, you know, that I can access through that website. So,
okay. Yeah. I mean, I was reading on the thing about Helen Wright calls herself, you know, Super Bowl shopper. Continuing that her perch behind the cash register at the cosmetic store, you know, that sales guy like Stacey House was watch the markdown mindset take root. You know, he sees like look for these good deals, like 20%, 30% off.
Yeah.
And in the reports, you know, the articles is like. You know, they're trying to decide. I mean, making it sound like you know that this is a new thing. You know, look for you know why buy full price if you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fewer than 5% of shoppers say they will pay full price. Fewer than 5% of shoppers say they will pay full price for an item compared to 11% a year ago. And that's according to an America research group. And, yeah, what kind of research group is that? It's like just knuckleheads.
So does that say 95% shop for values? Is that what it's saying?
It doesn't say about the 95%. It's just saying that the fewer than 5% of shoppers, they say that they will pay a full price. Now, this was taken in research out of 1,000 shoppers earlier this month.
Yeah.
And then the analysis, they're saying that that likewise, the notes of customers are showing little interest in full price items.
Mm-hmm.
She warns that the new pattern of waiting for the markdown is going to take its toll on retail's profits in 2009. So they're saying that you can take all the markets, I mean, you can put them, you lower your price anytime you want. I mean, it's just going to take a toll on you in 2009. I mean, exactly, because you won't have profit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's how you earn money. That's how you progress. You know, when you're running a business, in a retail business, any kind of business, when you're selling stuff, it's your profit.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
They said we believe that extreme discounting, those that are called extreme discounting, is like 50% off or 75% off. We have seen in the past several months that has trained shoppers to wait until merchandise goes on sale before purchasing. Oh, yeah. That's like they wait for the, Black Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people do. I mean, that's like people are not dumb. I mean, you know, you don't go wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to wait until Friday because they're not going to have any sales.
Right.
Agree? That's right.
Right.
So if
you can
find good deals online anytime, 24/7. 24/7, anytime. So, I give you last word.
Who, me?
Yeah. Break it clean with me. You're the only one that I have here. I'll give you a last word.
Okay. Thanks for huh?
Go
thanks,
on.
Thanks for going over the health and nutrition and the spiritual aspects of marijuana versus like St. John's Wort. And so thanks for your time, Fernando. And I look forward to seeing you in a little bit. Love you.
What?
I said I look forward to seeing you in a little bit.
All right. This is the time again. Thank you for listening. It's this time of the year again. Wait till next time. We'll be maybe next month. We'll do a show again, and we'll have some guests, special guests for you. You would not believe who's going to be on.
That's right.
Jack O'Lantern, huh?
That's right.
Jack O'Lantern. Yeah, we'll see you later, Don.
All right.
God bless
you. Have a good night. All right,
and take care of those kids.
All right.
Bummer.
Are you ready? Ready to wake up?
There were days I was wondering whether I'd feed the kids or pay the mortgage, so as far as retirement, it was last on my list.
Honestly, I never thought I'd be able to retire at the rate we were going. And with our business taking a downward turn, it didn't look promising. And the future was kind of bleak as far as we were concerned. I just figured I was going to work until I died.
When we sat down with the financial planner, it's kind of just a wake-up call. We were just living paycheck to paycheck, so we were struggling. And once you said you're going to live on less, you know, that was very scary. It kind of put us in shock.
I was thinking we couldn't retire because we didn't have enough to put aside, and I really didn't think I'd be able to sell the business.
Americans are more worried about their financial future than at any time in the past 30 years. 10,000 baby boomers are turning 50 every day. For many of them, the question is not when they can retire, it's if they can retire. As many as 40% of Americans have saved nothing for retirement. It's as if we're asleep at the wheel. We have no idea how or if we'll pay for our retirement, let alone hitting a bump in the road along the way. It's time to wake up. Say you're 40 years old and make $50,000 a year. You'll need more than $1 million saved for retirement at age 65. Seem like a lot? It is. But even scarier than that number is the fact that a third of all baby boomers over 55 say they've saved less than $50,000. $50,000? That's hardly a start. And listen to this. More than half of all working families don't have a private retirement savings account. Here's why we now need so much money to retire. We're living longer, many of us to well beyond 80. So we need more money to pay for those extra years. The cost of medical care is escalating. Some experts predict health care costs could eventually cripple the economy. Entitlements like Social Security and Medicare that your parents expected are now faltering. The average retired worker right now gets just $900 a month from Social Security. The help you'll get from those programs is at best uncertain. If you've contributed anything to your workplace 401k, there's no guarantee of retirement funds. It's all based on the volatile stock market, which could turn at any time. The situation is so bleak that 78 million baby boomers now face what Time magazine calls a powerful set of trends that will leave many unable to stop working until they're at least 70, maybe long after. Working in our 70s, 80s, it's hardly the retirement of our dreams. If you're just starting out and figure none of this will affect you, wrong. American retirees in the year 2030 will have $45 billion less in retirement income than they need to just cover the basics. The basics.
I owned my own investment agency for 10 years. Well, I had less than a dozen people that had over $100,000 put away, which is certainly not going to get you anywhere today. And most people, I don't think, realize that if you want to retire on $5,000 a month at a 5% return on your money, a 5% interest rate, you need roughly $1.2 million. set aside by the time you retire.
For everyone, from middle-aged people to those just entering the workforce, income, savings, and the possibility of retirement are in jeopardy. Have you checked your company's retirement plan recently? Most of today's retirement plans no longer guarantee you income and benefits as long as you live. Instead,